Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and we're coming to you on Wednesday, and I'm just going to say it now. We're not going to be talking New York reunion this week because I am literally calling from a hotel room as I am on a work trip right now.
So please bear with us. We will still bring you an amazing podcast. Yeah. And you guys, we actually need your help. We are so close to 200,000 Instagram followers. So if you could tell a friend about us, we only need like 1,500 more people. And we have a goal of getting there by next week, because then we can say we doubled in 1 year. So help some girls out, please.
Please. And like, please don't write us a bad review and like tell us how much you hate me. Like, just help us out, please.
This is us begging for help.
Yeah.
So find us at Two Judgy Girls on Instagram. Okay, let's talk about the news this week. What do you feel about the Trace Amigas tour?
Okay, so Shannon, Vicky, and Tamara, I mean, we only saw Shannon's, obviously, because Vicky and Tamara have blocked us, but they're alluding to them going on tour, and I can't figure out what they're touring.
We have no idea. The variety show could include a body sculpting by Tamra plus CBD oil.
Mm-hmm. I'm also thinking she might do like a pin the belly button on the Tamra.
Why did we make that up so long ago?
No, she literally doesn't have a belly button.
Yes.
No, yeah, she had like surgery or something and doesn't have a belly button now. So it's not made up.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm. That could be a fun game. Or mm-hmm. pin the penis on the belly button.
Careful, Mary. We're going to get another bad review about that.
Okay, then, like, what? Vicky is, like, talking about life insurance?
They're going to teach us how to, like, woohoo. It's just, like, and then Shannon's going to be like, here's how you put cream cheese and salmon.
Feng shui, nine lemons in a bowl.
Like, I don't want to see them on tour. Now, if they were coming to a city near me and they were, like, doing a pub crawl.
That sounds fun. I'd woohoo for that.
Yeah, that would be something more I'd want to do. But, like, I don't really – Shannon doesn't bother me, but I don't really have a desire to hang out with Tamra and Vicky.
I could see this, like, majorly flopping.
And why are they Vicky so is gung-ho on, like, making sure that Vicky's still in it? Like, I'm so confused with the fact that she's demoted and now they're like, oh, but we love you so much, Vicky. It's like, what? You've spent, like, 12 seasons hating her.
I know. I just feel like her and Tamara's relationship is so fake.
Yeah.
It's, like, Tamra was so happy to take her down and so happy to be, like, now she's the OG of the OC yeah. since she came, like, the second season.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
She's so mad she wasn't in it the first season. Although she was in it the first season, you guys. There's a workout clip of her in it.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Like, season one, like they all like, went to, like, yeah. a workout class, and she's in the background.
She's like, let me in! I'm 40 and the hottest housewife of Orange County!
Cheetah, Leopard, Rapey Ryan.
Sky Tops. Okay, but it's what's also funny is, like, there's clearly a rift between the Trace Amigas and Kelly Dodd, or Kelly God, as we like to call her.
Yeah, it will be interesting because it's definitely going to be, like, Emily, Kelly.
It's going to be, like, how it was last year, and then Bronwyn is going to be, like we said, like, she's going to be, like, probably, like, teetering the line. But what I am loving right now is that, like, Kelly is, she's, like, crossing over. And her and Ramona are spending a lot of time together. And I am 100% here for it.
I completely agree with you. I think Ramona was on film this week calling her Kelly Todd. Spent the whole weekend with her. Let her stay at her home. Was calling her Kelly Todd.
She's like, Kelly Todd and I listen to reggae music. It was great. Kadoos.
She had, like, all the – they did a lot of press for New York this week. Like, Ramona and Dorinda did some press this week, and then Tinsley was on Watch What Crappens last night. And I just think it's funny that they're still – I mean, on Watch What Happens.
Oh, I was like, oh, she guessed it on their podcast? Cool.
But I just think it's, like, funny they're really trying to keep promoting the reunion. Yeah, there's only – I don't know.
Well, I mean, again, the reunion looks good. And I think when one of us gets to it, we'll try to story it.
I'm going to live story – or not live it. I'm going to story it on Friday morning.
Yeah, I think it'll be – I'm interested to see, like, what happens because it looks intense. And New York's reunions are always relatively good. Like, I feel like when we watch Beverly Hills we're like, or Orange County, we're like, those could have been literally 1 1/4 reunion, you know? So, but I'm here for New York's extra reunions.
Mention it all.
Yeah. But I just, I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of excited for Orange County. Like, I wasn't last week, but I feel like I always just kind of get a rush when a new season starts.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting with Gina. And I feel like Gina wants to be with the Trace Amigas, but she knows she should be on the other side. But, like, I think that's, like, where, like, her and Emily are going to have some trouble together.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Also, I'm kind of excited about this. The fact that it was announced today that Kenya Moore is returning to Atlanta.
I thought that's really interesting. Will this be Lisa Vanderpump next season?
Yes, I'm totally convinced. Like, okay, first off, I had to, like, definitely LOL to one, your story of the deep dive on Lisa Vanderpump this week, like, killed me. I was cracking up of like, oh my God, this really is memory lane. Like, you had Cedric, the Maloof Hoof, like Kyle's old nose. I was like crying, laughing. And then she, like, at the end of last night's episode, she like uploaded an Instagram post of like, thank you for 9 seasons, you know, LVP is out or something like that. And all I was thinking was like, I was waiting for like Sarah McLachlan, like, I will remember.
Okay. I did a better job than she did of her, like her PR team couldn't handle that. Like, it's literally her and her like weird fake teeth, like kind of like walking out a door. And then it's like, the pump has left the building. Thank you to all for your support for 9 years.
The fact that you don't think her PR team is pandy.
Like, I mean, I did a better job than they did.
Yeah. Hire Mary. Hire Mary. She's, yeah, she's not even working right now. She has plenty of time to be your PR LVP.
I woke up at 11:30 today. I am on a different time schedule.
I've never hated you more.
I woke up like every day, like I'm double digit sleeping in. Nothing earlier than 10. It's wild, but I'm staying up really late.
I have a lot of tears falling down my face right now.
So fun.
I'm very envious.
Like, bad schedule, like staying out till 2, or even I just been watching TV till 2 a.m. Not even going out, people.
What different lives we lead. How I wish I had yours right now. Okay. Also, guys, I was able – okay, so 4th of July weekend. 4th of July was great. I hope you had a great 4th of July, by the way. We didn't – I mean, this weekend was, like, so long. We started out with, like
– with did a lot this weekend.
Yeah, so – oh, like catching that train?
I took it one time this weekend.
But on 4th of July – over the weekend, I was able to catch up on Potomac. And oh, my God, you guys. Like, you have – to watch Potomac. Like, Mary, you literally have nothing to do.
I know.
You need to catch up on Potomac. They had...
Can I just start, like, this season, though?
I would honestly start season 2. Okay. But you could jump in this season, and it'll make you want to go back to last season. But so, I believe they had a week off, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so they, like, watched it all. But they had a dinner party from hell.
I caught this dinner party.
It was as good, and, like, if the husband not was like,
I heard it.
Oh, he literally had to – Chris literally had to straddle his wife, Candace, who spells her name as Candy Ass, which kills me, but had to straddle her so that she could not throw a butter knife at Ashley. Like, and it was clearly not the first time he's done this. Like, it was wild. Ashley literally left the house, like, 3 different times and then came back in, and it was so crazy. And then on Sunday, too, this, like, in real time, Ashley and Michael had a baby boy. Right. And at the same time, Candace is like going in on her on Twitter. I'm like, we can't just give her 24 hours.
Right.
Like, you can't wait till Monday to be like, all right, I gave you your one day to have your baby. Now let's talk.
The timing of this, isn't it ironic?
Like, the whole thing, it's wild. The whole thing's wild. But anyways, don't sleep on Potomac. Catch up on it. I would love to be able to like discuss this with you when we have, when we're both like on the same wavelength of watching it, like caught up at the same point.
I you know, it seems like I could easily stay up till 2 a.m. and get in about 5 episodes.
I think you could be caught up on the season if you just dedicated one day.
Okay.
Just one day. Also, so this is the week of birthdays with the Vanderpump crew.
So I was wondering, because I heard that they stopped filming after the wedding, but I'd be shocked if Tom Sandoval's party last night was not filmed.
So it was filmed.
Okay.
So maybe they gave him like a week off, because it was 4th of July week, I think, was the week after the wedding. So they probably just took that week off so like to celebrate the holidays. But what I also was thinking about, too, I don't know if we mentioned it, but Stassi and Ariana's birthday kind of came and went because it was during the time of the wedding.
Yeah, I agree. And but I feel like they had their moment last year. So yeah. Now it's like, but the boys got it this year.
But Stassi always makes a huge deal of her birthday. So I'm like, but has she just maybe calmed down because of Beau? Like, it's so different. But Tom yesterday celebrated his birthday, and it was – they were hashtagging it Tomcella, but it was very much like a Cirque du Soleil, just like being super extra because like Tom is extra. So that was kind of the theme.
The theme, yeah, the theme was being Tom. Yeah. Multiple people wore his old costumes.
I love it. They're like, the emergency costume guy had never had a better night of rentals.
Never. He's like, I got a costume for you. I got a costume for you. Do you want bread? Do you want bread?
But it was so funny because I just was like going through these stories and I'm like, okay, interesting. Like I'm also trying to like at the same time, like pick up the dynamics of like what's going on. So it's like James and Raquel, they made it to the party. So they were invited to the party. Then you also have Jax and Brittany. You have, then it looks like, you know, but Jax and Tom are kind of like on the out. So it's like, what's going on there? At least this is how I'm perceiving it. And then it looks like, you know, Stassi and Katie versus Kristen.
We might have created the story that Tom and Jax are on the outs, but they're not.
No, I think they are.
I mean, he still gave a speech at his wedding.
But, like, I feel like who didn't give a speech? Like, Larry Burkhead probably gave a speech there, too.
Just Shep gets up.
Yeah,
Shep's like, I've met these people 3 times in my life, and I couldn't be happier they were together.
I feel like Shep's probably like, Jax and I are Eskimo brothers. Multiple times, like, cubed. Times 12. Yeah. Like, they're probably so much, like, very much.
Hooked up with Sheena, right? We remember at that.
Yes, they always say, they never really mention it, but when they were in that dodgeball game, they did say it was like Jax and all the girls he's hooked up with, and Sheena was on that team.
Right.
So it's still, I'm going to just go with yes. But I also don't think that Shep and Sheena hooked up.
He told us they didn't, but.
Right. No, but I'm saying, so they're not Eskimo brothers that way.
Okay.
Is what I
mean. Who was it? Kristen Doty?
No, I think it's like random Carter people.
Carter was at the wedding.
Yeah, I think it was random people.
I also heard that Kristen and Sheena are like barely going to be featured this season.
They wouldn't be surprised to have them be friends of because like Sheena literally doesn't hang out with any of them.
I heard like basically like James and Raquel are taking a step back and Sheena and Kristen, it's going to be way more focused on the couples. And then what they're going to try to do is launch it into like adult Vanderpump Rules and then start like a new cast.
So what we've been requesting this whole time.
And maybe I imagined this, but I also think I read it somewhere too.
Maybe it was one while watching TV at 2 a.m. Just and reading the internet. But also, yeah. Okay, so then Tom had his birthday party. Jax is turning 40 and he's feeling fabulous.
It's like, could you, this like happened to me too when it was one of my friends, like she got married that year and then like 3 weeks later she turned 30. I'm like, girl, we are sick of fucking celebrating you. Like I had it, went to a shower for you. I went to bachelorette parties for you. I went to your wedding. Like you don't get a birthday this year, okay?
Yeah. And then,
is that me?
No, I feel the same. I feel
like you don't get to, like, sorry.
It's also like, you're a horrible person.
Not about this.
No, not your friend. Not your friend. I'm talking about, sorry, I'm talking about Jax. Sorry, your friend. I don't know who you're talking about, but I'm sure she's lovely. Sorry.
But I mean, I was like over it.
No, right. Like,
you don't get a birthday that year. Sorry, Jax, you're 40. Like, you've been fucking around like you were 20 for the last 80 years.
I also feel like you've been 40 for 20 years.
Like, I agree.
I would like to see your license. And I'd like to see your birth certificate, but, like, you don't talk to your mom, so you probably don't have it.
I bet Brittany, like, throws him some, like, amazing party.
Well, no, so he celebrates.
My husband, I got him so much beer cheese. I got him ranch dressing. I'm going to take him to Arby's for dinner. Did you see that they went to Arby's for dinner last week and, like, filmed it? I'm like, you're high.
Yeah, they
you're
were so
high.
No, so he's having a 40th birthday party tonight at Sir.
God, they have to do back tonight nights out? It sounds terrible.
I'm curious who will show up, though. Like, I could see it just being, like, Jax and Brittany.
Is it open to the public?
I assume so. Like, he posted it. Somebody sent it to us because, obviously, again, he's blocked us. Mm-hmm. But that he, like, posted it on his Instagram. It sounds like it's
more like a promotion thing.
Yeah, I guess.
They'll have, like, a separate party for them.
Well, they have to pay for, like, the $4 that they ended up paying for their wedding. Yeah, so his post is tonight.
The $80,000 tax line.
But he says you have to wear upscale attire to Sir Lounge.
Oh my God, I would love to be a fly on the wall.
I would not.
Get on a flight 9 o'clock.
No, honestly, I would not want to be at that birthday party. Like, Tom's I'd be down to go to, but Jax's, yeah. Like, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not down. So where should we start off? Like, that's all that I can think about the news. Honestly, stuff could have happened over 4th of July. Like, I was waiting. I was like, who's getting arrested this weekend? Like, someone give us what we're all waiting for. Like, we're all just waiting for that housewife to fall, which is sad, but, like, also, like, hello, entertain us.
I mean, nothing else really happened. How are you feeling about Below Deck?
Oh, I'm enjoying Below Deck. I don't really care for, Anastasia. Is that her name? I don't know why I can't.
The cook.
Yeah, I don't really care for her anymore. I felt like
She's getting a high from being the chef.
Yeah, and I think that
Joelle had a good point by saying, like, basically, like, yeah, you're a great cook, but, like, you're not a Michelin star chef.
Well, but he was like Jezebob there. Remember, he's like, my alter ego is Jezebob.
Right.
And so, like, his point was correct, but his delivery was horrible.
Agreed.
And then she, like, got so offended, and I'm like, just relax. He's got a point, and I still think Ben's coming through. It sounds like what's going to happen. I feel like they're setting us up. We got a little bit more Colin this week, who I cannot. When I watch him, I'm like, you are Eddie Redmayne.
Who gave you that idea?
I saw it with my own two eyes.
Okay.
Like
he's just kind of like, he's a little too dorky for me. Yeah, I think Travis and Jack are hilarious together.
I want
like
a they could have of
their
them.
Own spinoff show.
Yes.
We need like.
But they're getting
subtitles.
Mad. They're getting mad at Jack, though, which, like, I'm nervous because someone's still getting fired this week, this season.
And I don't think so.
Yeah, it was in the previews.
I wouldn't be surprised if, Colin leaves early because he's so homesick.
So my thought.
And all these guys do is talk about sex. It's like, Colin, you're a boy.
He's like, I don't drink coffee and I go to bed by 10:30. He's like, don't you know? Like, I just feel like he's just like this. And it's like, he's just like, his mom is just always like, I love you, Colin. You're doing great. Like, it's just like.
And then he raps about it the next week.
Yeah, but I just like think about it. And I just feel like he's so frail. Like, the reason he reminds me of Eddie Redmayne is, like, I don't know if you guys have seen The Danish Girl, which is like. Eddie Redmayne's the star, but there's like this scene, you can't see what I'm doing, but he just like caresses his cheek and be like, oh, and like it's just what I picture Colin to always be doing, like just like so fragile, so weak. Do you not feel that at all?
Yeah, I mean, this is a little dramatic.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is like the below deck. Well, right. I spin things in my head and go to the far left on this, but you know, it's just. I don't know. But so in the preview, though, she says, like, your job is redundant. Like, I'm letting you go. And so I'm like, okay, it's either going to be a new third stew comes in and then something. Because it's like you can't have Anastasia and Travis in the galley. Like, you can't pull someone from both sides, have them in the kitchen, and then bring in a third stew. Like, they also need a deckhand because Jack is just smoking and drinking. Yeah. And then it's like, so something's going to happen. So I hope it's not Jack, but he doesn't promote it at all on his Instagram.
Oh, so I feel like.
I hope it's not because obviously like, I really enjoy him. But it's like you would think like all these people are like below deck. And like there's nothing from him except me commenting like, you look hot.
Yeah.
And whatever you post. So listen, I'll creep on anyone.
Well, you do it well. You do it well.
In a public forum. So I don't, but I like the season of Below Deck.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Okay. Well, guys, we have a new ad this week and it's called Native, NATIVE. And you guys, Craig also promoted this, so it works. It is a deodorant. It's made in the U.S. of A. It has over 7,000 five-star reviews. It's been on the Today Show, Women's Health, Elle, Good Morning America, Pop Sugar. It's awesome. It's a natural deodorant. They use simpler ingredients like coconut oil, shea butter. I am currently using the coconut and vanilla formula, which is seriously mind-blowing. It smells so freaking good. They also have a lavender rose, a cucumber and mint, and they also have seasonal limited edition scents. I'm seriously obsessed with it. It totally works.
I was using this before it was even a sponsor.
Oh, Oh, just, you were?
Yeah, because it's more natural, so it doesn't have like aluminum like it does like a lot of deodorants do. So it's actually more, it's like healthy for you. And so when I had first heard about it, I was like, oh, I want to try this, and it works really well. So I've been using it for a while.
Oh, great.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's kind of like, I don't know if you've seen like those dog food commercials where they're like, what's in your dog's food? And you're saying like all these like words that don't, you have no idea what the meaning is. It's like, these are like ingredients you actually know. So like when you read it, you're like, oh, okay. No,
it's worth it because like aluminum could be linked to like serious health things like breast cancer and Alzheimer's. So They're all natural and they're priced at the right price. And...
So you can subscribe and save 17%. So basically you can like what I was doing before was you're basically like you set up a timing so that it's comes to your door every so often based on what you choose. And you're saving $2 a stick and then it's delivered to you, which is lovely. And then you can also get 20% off of your first purchase if you visit nativedeodorant.com and then you can use the promo code TJG during checkout. What's the website, Mary?
NativeDeodorant.com, nativedeodorant.com, and use the code TJG at checkout for 20% off. You guys, don't forget to use the code.
Because then that's how you get your 20% off.
Yes.
Okay.
No, but honestly, it smells really nice.
No, I know. It's lovely. I like when you...
It works.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Okay, I want to move on, and I want to talk about the Beverly Hills finale, because they made us wait a week last week, but it was...
I don't think they should have done that.
Why do you say that?
I feel like people were really confused last week. They did Monday new Below Deck, Tuesday not new, Wednesday they did a new Southern Charm.
Which nobody had watched, too, because when you were storying about it, people were like, did you get this episode early release? Like, how are you watching this? Like, what's going on? I'm like, no, guys. Like, this was on last Wednesday. They're like, it was. Like, I saw it on my DVR. I assumed it was an old one because it was no new Beverly Hills, no new New York. It's like, Bravo still gets us, though, because we still end up watching all of these episodes.
Duh. Like, but I feel like they just should have, like, I feel like they should have maybe done it last week.
Well, if they were going to, or just like no new shows.
Yeah, just exactly.
But I have to say, though, it was like it took us an entire season to get this good, except for the last 15 minutes, which I know we'll discuss. And I don't. And then like the 6 months later stuff is bullshit. But
I thought the whole thing, it actually was really weird to me. It was like, why was Kim Richards show up at the beginning of it, but then doesn't even come to the party? Like, why did we need that whole Kim and Kyle segment? I mean, I enjoyed the flashbacks of them fighting. You're a liar and an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You stole my goddamn house. Like, I enjoyed flashing back to that, but that didn't connect for me.
Well, so I'm wondering, though, if they – okay, so it's interesting, though, right? Because we knew that they were filming the Vanderpump opening, and we were wondering, like, oh, is it Beverly Hills? It must now be for Vanderpump Rules, right? Because they only did a slight, like, 10-second flashback.
So – I had got word earlier in the day that they were barely featuring LVP for the finale. And then I was like, that's kind of sad. Like, I wanted like a montage of her going out. Like, so I created my own. but I don't know. I don't even like the girl. But it made me, I just feel like they should have honored her in a different way. But I guess they're really pissed at her for not coming to the reunion and just kind of stopping halfway through.
Yeah, so I'm actually curious if I'm curious if that quote unquote 6 months later was actually after they taped the reunion.
Oh.
So like my theory is like this they didn't like it wasn't like they were like, "Oh, LVP, let's tape you at Caesars." And they're like, "Okay, get all the girls together tomorrow to talk about this." Like I kind of feel like she didn't show up to the reunion and they were like, "Okay, girls, like you're all going to get together and let's talk about LVP." Because it seemed like a weird thing.
I agree with you. It didn't seem like that. I was wondering about the timing, and actually that probably wasn't even that. Yeah, I agree with you. Because they were like, oh, it's so nice again. And wasn't there kind of like a good amount of rain this year in LA?
No. I'm not talking about that party.
Oh, what party?
I'm talking about 6 months. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about, rain?
I know. No, I'm just saying, like, it was a sunny, nice day, and they were all eating outside. They seemed like summery outfits, meaning, like, it was taped recently. You're not following me at all. I'm agreeing with you, okay?
I don't know. You said, isn't there a lot of rain in L.A.? And I didn't see.
Because
there was rain at Mauricio's party, so I got really confused what what get together we were talking about. I was like, yes, different party. Okay. Okay.
I get what you're saying.
Okay. So we're saying the same thing, clear. I think, right?
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you on this one.
Okay.
That it was like taped like
after the reunion. That's yes. what I'm that's my guess is like after she didn't show up there, like producers were pissed. And so they're like, we're going to spend the last 15 minutes talking some shit. And I feel like originally they went out there to shoot for Beverly Hills because they were like, you know, maybe they were going to give her a chance to grieve or something. And then when she didn't show up, they're like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. That's my theory.
It was actually interesting that they could get all the girls together to do this.
You thought that was interesting? All those girls do anything. I don't know. They'll all do anything for a dollar.
Yeah, I guess. They all need it. They're all in lawsuits.
And now apparently today, literally like on Us Weekly, PK and Dorit, they're having their like bank accounts were seized because they owe $1.2 million for the gambling.
And then I like love how they're like, yeah, they're really trying to find a new house. It's like because they have to.
Yeah,
because
they need to downsize.
Rent it? I don't get it.
Yes, they're renting. Like, didn't you think it was like weird in the car? So I'm skipping ahead, but so basically, Mauricio's party. Dorit gets in the car with Denise and Aaron, and they're like, "Oh, Dorit, like, where are you gonna move?" And then she was like, got like really weird, and then she's like, "I feel bad talking about it because you guys, your house didn't burn down, but it's smoky in there, and like." It felt like it was such a quick change.
No, Denise was like, well, your house is for sale.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, like, I just want a yard. But, oh, yeah, since we're talking about houses, you guys don't really have one right now.
Yeah, let's talk about you.
Yeah.
You and Camille are homeless, but I bet you both have two Burberry coats.
Right. Also, oh, my God, Aaron is just a sweetheart. He's like, don't worry, like, I'll protect you tonight in, like, his sexy, smoky voice.
His, again, you don't watch it, but, like, his friend's smelly cat voice. Where it's like...
Oh, I know that song. Smelly
cat. No. She gets sick.
Oh.
And she sings it, and she's like, my sexy shoes. It's a whole thing. You should watch it, because it's leaving Netflix in 2020, and you have plenty of time to catch up right now. Just saying.
I definitely saw a good amount of them. But no, Aaron's just, he's this little sweetheart.
Mm-hmm, I agree. I liked at the end too when they moved to Brentwood and like it's a fairy tale. It might not be a fairy tale wedding or something, but he's definitely getting a happy ending.
Oh my God. All of the, I have all of those.
Okay. Well, we could talk about those later too. Because I made you jump. About, yeah.
Okay. So we're the 25th agency party.
Wait, before we go there, how do you feel about the fact that Alexia is at the agency and she just found she's so passionate about real estate?
I love real estate. I feel like that's an easy passion to find. Mm-hmm. Making money, being around beautiful houses and beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. But
what's not to like?
No, I like though when Kyle was like, she's just, you know, she loves it. And like Kim was almost hinting like, well, yeah, her dad owns the company. And her grandpa and her sister. It's like, yeah, she likes it. I felt like she wanted to be like, she's not really working.
Well, I like could appreciate Alexia. I think I was Alexia right after college, where you're like living at home again, but going out like you're in college, and then you have to be with your parents the next day.
Yeah, I mean,
sometimes I feel like that now.
Well, you do live with your parents.
Whatever fucker wrote that and like attacked me and said I live with my parents. I don't live with my parents. I wish I did.
Listen, lady. Anyways.
I wish I lived with my parents.
I know. I was like, oh, that's just, she's living the dream. Living the dream. But yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
She is.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're having the 25th agency party. And then, you know, she tells Kim that Rinna's going to be there. And Kim's like, oh, well, I think I have a chicken salad to make with my hands. And like, I'm not going to make it.
I just did not get that storyline. Like, nobody cared about that. Well, it was really unnecessary.
Well, and then I thought, like, at that Halloween party, like, they had squashed it. Like, they both said goodbye. And then Kim was like, I still feel attacked. I'm like, nobody misses you, Kim.
I just felt like they had to bring up this fight because, like, nothing really happened all season.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, Camille can only do so much in an episode.
Right.
Now, okay. Guys, I'm about to say, my hands are already over my face because I'm embarrassed about what I'm going to say, but we're all friends. No,
you did not like Dorit in her heels and socks.
No, but I thought that PK looked good in that scene.
Oh my God. This is not that safe of a space, okay?
I was like, PK looks like he thinned out, and he looks like
he looked
attractive for PK there.
My vagina's clenching.
Are you doing kegels?
I don't want it in.
Don't want it in. Okay, well, it's not being put anywhere. I just want it to stay.
Are we gonna have to delete this out? This is weird.
No, you went there. I don't know what to do with this. Okay, so Dorit rode a children's bike in her house with tube socks and heels.
It was bad. That was a bad, bad look. But also, okay, I think it's very curious about PK really kind of staying out of the cameras. Like, he's like, oh, I can't go to the agency party. My 18-year-old daughter Atlanta's in town.
Well, I'm telling you, I think that he was, like, nervous that, like, Camille is on a rampage. And I really think that after, like, Dorit told him about that dinner that happened a couple of weeks ago, you know, where Camille, like, went off and was like, my friend told. Like, he was like, I cannot be around Camille. She is going to expose us too much. That's how I felt about it. Where he's like, oh, darling, wish I could, but Atlanta's in town.
I know. Where did that name come from?
But like, it's probably where he was conceived. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But all I was thinking is like, well,
was conceived in a Jaguar. And
I was thinking to a Mick Jagger song.
Oh.
But who knows?
And then CC Navajo is in a Indian reservation.
The casino. That's where he lost all his money. That's where the lawsuit comes from. Also, he said that his daughter moved to LA, so it's not like he had to spend that night with her.
Yeah,
because she lives here now.
No, but then I thought it was really funny. They're like, does Camille forget how she got her money?
What you mean dancing on MTV's The Grind,
being in Playboy?
Hold on. It was a Playboy side magazine. It was the lingerie online.
She didn't even make it to Playboy.
No, I'm just saying. It's just, you know, she was spread eagle, but had a good time.
Right. And then he's like, PK's like, well, my job, honey. That was like Dorit. Let me get my British accent. Okay. My job, honey, is to give you any lifestyle, this lifestyle for the rest of your life. Sorry, I can't say it.
And he's like, and that means bankruptcy forever.
It's going to be interesting, like, because we'll know when that house is not.
But now I have to say, though, like, besides, like, this dumb stuff, like, I don't know what's happening, but maybe it's just, like, the hotel room or something. I like Dorit this season.
She didn't bother me.
No.
She didn't
bother me. Like, I was always like, I'm like, ooh, what's she going to wear? How many clips is she going to put in her hair? Will she be wearing the Chanel earrings? I don't know.
Yeah. She takes fashion risks. It's fun to watch.
I mean, they're always risky and usually not good.
Her and Erica.
Erica ended the episode looking like Golden Girls, like Tom Girardi's age-appropriate wife, apparently.
I liked that hair.
I was talking more of the outfit.
Yeah, I liked her hair. I really liked her hair.
Yeah.
We also on, I was going to say one last thing about Dorit and PK. Oh, the agency is representing them because those British guys were, and they worked there.
They're representing them in what, looking for a new place to rent?
Yeah. Well, because they were on Flipping Out.
Oh, Million Dollar
They
listing.
Were on Million Dollar Listing in LA.
Oh, do you think that sees, but.
And no, this was last season.
Oh.
Trying to sell the house.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's
Because Kyle, you know, we're selling homes and sex.
So I was
like, she thought she was a part of this company.
I mean, she is. I actually, when she was giving the speech at the party and she said, like, when Mauricio was miserable and she suggested a date night to get their real estate license, I was like, wait, that's so cute and sweet. Like, you could tell, it made me really appreciate their relationship because I was like, oh, they really did get married for, like, for love.
No, their story is super cute. Like, I love that he was in, like, garment sales. Like, he was, I don't understand what that, like, what was he, like, working on Rodeo Drive in clothing? I don't get it.
What, in retail?
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
I don't know.
And then, yeah, and then, like, they both went and got their real estate license. It really, I mean, he has built an empire since 2011, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it only cost her family.
They're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's totally fine. But then I'm like, this is so typical Kyle. So Kyle's like, never looked better. Literally her best looking season. And she still refuses to like ever dress like confidently. Her confidence in like what she's wearing and how she looks is so reminiscent to me about Khloe Kardashian. I don't know if you ever like watch Khloe Kardashian.
Like,
but
they're constantly kind of pulling up the tops and
stuff. Touching their hair, pulling their tops, like looking down, like always kind of like, ooh, is anything hanging out? Ooh, can you see something? Where it's like, okay, if you're going to be doing that the whole time, like just don't wear it because you look amazing. Just like rock it. Like she kept being like, let me know if a boob's going to pop out because I don't know if you can notice, but I'm wearing a cut dress down to my belly button. So my boobs are taped, but they also could pop. So just like if you see a boob pop, let me know, hey, nip slip. And it's like,
It was like a pretty scandalous dress.
I thought she looked great though. I don't like the long pony.
I thought she looked fucking amazing, but I just like couldn't imagine wearing that.
Well, so I have
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Another controversial opinion. Okay. Kyle wears green contacts.
I completely agree with that.
Oh, okay. So I was looking, I was like, wow. So I had to watch this episode twice, by the way. I came home last night after like a really long day and I turned it on and at the end of it, I was like, did I watch anything? My brain couldn't process. So today I was like, I need to like rewatch this. I have no idea what happened. As I watched it today, I was like, I did not see any of this. Like, I watched none of it. So as I was watching it, I was like, whoa, her eyes are so green. So I Googled her eyes and she has hazel eyes, but they're pretty like a dark hazel.
I want to get those green contacts.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's no way. Eyes. Yeah, they say that like, oh, hazel eyes can change to whatever, but I'm like, not to that like gorgeous green that she has.
I think they look great, and I want a pair.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, I think I want green. Kyle, please let us know where you get your contacts from.
I don't know if you. I don't know.
Green.
I
could do green. Let me have something, okay?
I actually have green eyes, so.
So why would you get contacts?
They're not that bright of green, like that green.
Okay, why can't we both have bright green contacts?
Okay, the next time I see you, let's
yeah.
both.
I mean, bright. People. Yeah, people will not know who's who. Okay, so let's talk party. So
Camille coming in on fire.
Camille walked in like she was fucking Regina George holding on to drunk Kimber's hand. And I was like, how did her husband David even get there? He was not part of this posse.
I was thinking that too. I'm like, oh, okay, so she brings two girlfriends. Like, she needs some groupies to fire her up, keep her excited. Did she say, like, I feel like I'm walking into high school?
You guys, Mary just sent me this photo of her eyes right now talking to the mic. It's
I just wanted to show you my green eye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, sir. Also, I'm gonna digress over here. We were doing, I was putting up all those, like, celebrity lookalikes this past week, which Chris and Doty get, like, I did not make up these results.
You can't make that up.
Like, Chris and Doty getting Countess Luann's mugshot and Jacqueline Lurita, I was like, this is, like, too, like, what? And
hilarious.
And Sheena getting herself and then Octomom.
Octomom. Poor thing.
So then we, like, did ourselves. And Mary's like, oh, I got Lindsay Lohan. And I was like, cool. So then I did it with, like, a horrible selfie. And I was like, I'm going to post this. And then again, because I was so out of it yesterday, I was like, I definitely need to delete this. I got Teresa Giudice and Michael Jackson.
You literally made yourself have, like, three chins, though, in the photo. Like, I took, like, a good, like, a past selfie. And used that.
Right. Like, I wasn't going for serious, but it's like one time I also got Harrison Ford. And it's just like sometimes you just need to know who you look like. And so when people ask me my celebrity doppelganger, I usually start with Harrison Ford. But now I have some others to add. Oh, got Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson with sunglasses.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what that says, but yes. Okay, back to this. So Camille.
Okay, so basically, yeah, she walks in and Teddy and Kyle are like, oh God, she's here. And then, like, Kyle turns down and she's like, oh, wow, you came in the rain. Wow, thanks so much, Camille. Like, totally faking it.
Yeah. Well, and Camille walks in and she's like, basically says, like, fuck these bitches. I know. And I was like, oh my God, Camille's, I'm like, scared.
I was so ganged up on the other night. I can't believe you girls did that to me. And then Teddy, like, tries to put in one word. She's like, no, Teddy, no, I'm going to shut you down. You aren't worth my time.
It was like, Teddy was like, okay. And then when Teddy walked out, so then, like, and Rinna and Erica at this point are just, like, at the outside bar because they're like, we're not going in there sober with their cool wigs, which
literally Camille's like, I'm not jumping on the I hate LVP train. My guns are blazing, baby.
And blazing they were. It was like, but so then Teddy, like, walks out there, like, to talk to her, like, and she's like, does, like, Kyle's impression of her, like, whoa, like, this is crazy. Wow, that I can't, whoa, that just happened. And, like, they're like, what? Like, also, I liked Erica's wig. I did not like Rinna's wig.
Rinna's wig was a miss. Like, Erica's was super cute.
Yeah, it was, like, a cute, and, like, just, like, also, like, that's expected from Erica, so I felt like it, I guess, kind of made sense. But, like, Rinna's, I was like, what's happening here?
Rinna looked like a hooker, and Denise looked like a hooker. But not the hookers that Denise has seen.
The good ones. A good hooker. Yeah, a good ones. But it was like, I don't know.
No, Camille was like, you know what? I got my balls back, okay? And I've got LVP on my side. We have bonded over a death. I lost my assistant.
Yeah.
She lost her brother. So we're bonded over a death, okay?
But that was the craziest part because that all started because Rinna was like, hey, Camille, can we talk to you over here? She's like, no. And I'm like, wait, where did David come from? Also, why is your husband David Foster but not David Foster?
Yeah.
If we put David Meyer, I believe is his last name. If we put David Meyer in the lookalike, I bet it'd come up as David Foster.
Well, we should try that later.
I'm going to do it right now while we keep talking.
So then, like, Camille, like, calls Rinna disgusting. She's like, I can't believe you would do this when I've lost my house. I lost my assistant. I'm going through a hard time. And then, like, Rinna in her confessional was like, you know what? You got to be kidding me. I lost my dad that year and they were calling me a pill popper. Like,
did we know she had lost her dad that year though? Like, I feel like she didn't.
I think we did. Yeah.
Okay.
But then I thought it was interesting how Denise, like, goes into the bathroom after Camille. Still, Camille's guns are blazing. And Denise is like, you need to go apologize to Dorit. And Camille's, like, still worked up. She's, like, still on her high horse. And then this is, so do you think she had already gone to Vegas with LVP at that point?
No, because they made it seem... No, because that get-together was, quote-unquote, after the fact. So I don't think it had happened yet.
But really what Camille's, like, the most heard about is, like, feeling snubbed by Teddy. And then she's just like, you know what, Teddy, I'm sick of you.
But
like,
but her daughter being snubbed by Teddy.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Like, Mason, her daughter being snubbed at the airport by fucking Teddy. Like, are you joking? I couldn't even imagine Teddy even doing that, to be honest. Like,
Teddy's
like, recognize her.
Like, but also, Teddy's like, I did say hi to her, and then I, like, had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, what was she supposed to do? Have a conversation with a 14-year-old? Yeah, but it's like, she was supposed to have a conversation with, like, a 16-year-old? Like, it's not like her, like, Camille's daughter is Teddy's peer.
Yeah.
So it was like, the whole thing was weird. She just was like looking for an excuse. And like, I was like, that Camille, she's so pernicious.
And then Camille was like grabbing her finger. It was kind of weird. Yeah. And then I thought it was super inappropriate that Camille was talking during Mauricio's speech. Like,
and I like that Dorit said, like, stop it, please.
Yeah. This needs to settle down.
Yeah.
Put the guns away just for this speech, okay?
Well, I wonder if they were, like, they must have really been drinking, though. Because, I mean, like, her friend Kimber was, like, clearly wasted. And so I felt like maybe, like, Camille just, like, holds her alcohol better or something.
Yeah. I mean, she just came in hot. She came in hot.
She was, like, guns blazing.
She's decided. She's like, I don't need Teddy. Like, Teddy's, like, a little girl to me, like... Mm-hmm. I will talk down to her.
Mm-hmm. And I like that Teddy stood up for herself, though.
Yeah.
But
Camille, she just needs time to heal. I lost my house, my assistant. I need time to heal.
Yeah, I was like, then just don't show up to the event.
And then Rena was like, maybe you should talk to somebody.
Even her husband was like, why don't you just chill out and rest?
Yeah, like, you need to stop embarrassing us.
Yeah, it was, like, so weird. And then it was like, 6 months later, I'm like, oh, my God, hi, girls. Like, I felt like it was a reunion.
They were, like, so over the top.
Like, wow. And then it was like, this is the stuff that I don't like, though. Okay, I did laugh at Rena's story.
Died in classic.
Where she was like, ran into her, and I know exactly the parking structure they're talking about too.
I completely imagine this going down. Like, Rena is just like being all cool, and LVP is like, oh God. Like,
I actually don't feel like Rena is standing. I can picture Rena walking up there and kind of stopping in her tracks for a moment, and like her mouth like open, like laughing, like, oh, you can't make this stuff up. Like, I feel like she was like, this was like all so comical to her, and LVP was like shaken by it.
Totally shaken. Mm-hmm. Can't find her money in her purse with her wet nails.
Which is 2019.
Who doesn't do gel? I stopped doing gel. Yeah. So now
I
feel
out. And like me, I have a baby pink nail polish on. Now I did chip it right away because I tried to touch something with my wet nails. So I can relate.
I don't like the gel.
No, it's actually not great for your nails. It dehydrates them. But that's besides the point.
But I loved how Rena was like, do you need some money? Like,
no. And even if I did, I wouldn't take yours.
It was just like,
it's like, where are the cameras? Where are the cameras?
Yeah, and you know what? This is what made me think about it too. Okay, so that, like, that night that, because I would have died if there was cameras, but the night that Dorit goes home after like the Camille dinner fight, like, I want her to immediately go home and tell PK about it.
Oh, PK, must tell you about the dinner that happened 4 days ago.
So, yeah, like
you haven't rehashed that yet?
Yeah, like bullshit. But it's like, I want her, that would make the show so good. Like, coming home immediately from
surprise
that.
Surprise attack. No way to like outline it first. Like, we want in the moment emotion.
Yeah, like that would make this TV show good.
And you know what, though, is like, that's the thing about Beverly Hills is relatively, we know it's like pretty scripted, whatever, but it's like they refuse to like take this outer layer, whereas like New York girls would be like you said, like, mention it all, you fucking slut. You know, they say these things, and then it's like Beverly Hills is like, well, we're still going to have – we don't have to like each other, but we will respect everybody. What don't you want said on the table? We won't – well, okay, if you don't want to talk about this, I'm not going to talk about this. That's our trade.
Yeah.
Like, they're almost, like, bartering with each other at the beginning. And PK's like, let me handle this. I know how to gamble.
Right.
The joke is he doesn't.
Yeah.
But I also thought it was funny, too, like, because Kyle is like, oh, I saw her at Neiman Marcus because I'm rich and that's where rich people shop. And I said, sorry. I startled her. She didn't even know it was me. And I said, hi. And she jumped. And I was like, Kyle, no one cares.
No, but I think it's that irreparable. Was like genuine emotion. It like she said, you know, like it didn't have to be like this. And Lisa literally can't get over the fact that she called her a liar. Then Kyle's just like, I'm sad, but like, you know, it's put to rest. And this is the stuff that she's been doing for years. And, you know, I think I was more invested in the relationship.
And I disagree with that. And I think that.
But it's so I agree with what Dorit says. Dorit says she needs people to worship her, and that's why she wears the crown, and that's why she has all those LVPs and I mean LVPs, VPR kids, and John Sessas and the Cedrics. Like it is true. She's like the head honcho, and if you cross her, you're dead. You're cut off your head.
Off with her head.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I just think also, too, though, like Lisa was going through like a really trying time. And I'm not defending her, but I think in her mind, she literally was at the point where she's like, I cannot handle any more grief. So when this stuff started with like Kyle's, like she's like, I literally cannot, like I cannot compute. Like my body cannot handle all this. That it's like you call it, like she's like, I can't move on from you calling me a liar. Like that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Like I can't do it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think like she really took it like so hard.
Because it was true.
Well, besides the point, it just was like, I think she was like hoping from Kyle to at least have like some sympathy at that point. Because it's like, I thought we were true friends. We're not. Yeah. And you're not giving me an out here. So that's how I felt about it.
And then I would say we have come to the conclusion that Camille was the person that outed it to Radar Online.
No, we said this like long ago. I said this.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I think because they said it was a housewife and like I don't think all the rest of them like there's too many like skeletons in the closet that it's like for sure Camille had to do something because she's been the one saying like I put in all this effort this season and I'm not even paid as a housewife.
I know. I wonder how much she got paid.
But I think now, do you think she comes back next season?
No. Who? I think she'll be like, I'm done. I can't.
So with LVP leaving, like this really opens the door for Nicolette Sheridan.
That's not going to happen. But like,
why do you not think that? Because she's been tweeting a lot.
I want an old cast member. I want like Adrian Malouf. I want.
Not interested.
I want Eileen.
Boring.
I want
Pass. Brandy. I just feel like from Brandy's appearance this season is I'm like, you. I don't see any growth from you, so I don't need to see that same part of you again. Like, if you're going to come back, I want, like, more from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like when, like, Kenya's coming back. Okay, Kenya, in that time that from when she, like, left the show, she's, like, gotten married, had a baby. Like, her life is totally different.
Yeah,
I know. Like when Bethany left, like Skinny Girl was not as big as it was. Like she did so much within like the couple of years that she left. Like there, we got to see like a lot of change. So it's like if you're gonna come back, like you need to prove why you're back. And I almost feel that might have been her like audition. And they're like, oh, okay, so Brandy's still threatening people's lives and drinking too much.
What if Kim Richards came back?
Is she off the sauce or is she on? Is she cool?
Unpredictable. Actually, I was kind of watching it. She's just a loony. Like, she's loony last night. I was like, I guess she's just a theater person, but she's loony.
She is, but I don't think I need her back. I only want her back if Kathy signs on.
That's not happening either.
Okay, but that's all I'm saying. That's the only way I want Kim back.
What about Terry Hatcher?
I could be down for that. She loves the Housewives. She was at the Countess Luann show that I was at.
Okay, I think we're on to something here.
But and then after she Terry,
she was a desperate housewife,
and now she's a real one.
Okay,
but still desperate because she's on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Great.
What about, or like one of Denise's friends that are like pretty cool.
Yeah, I could see Denise, but like no, because we don't need another Denise. because Denise didn't really cause any drama. Like, she's very much, like, stood up for her friends, but she's not, like, she serves, like, that cool factor, but we don't need another, like, cool housewife.
But maybe, like, they can get sloppy together.
Yeah, we need, like, and, a
Kelly. That's fun to watch.
We need a Kelly like a Dodd. Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like a Shannon.
Yeah. Speaking of talking about all these housewives.
Oh, we have another sponsor, guys. Who's that housewife? It is The Best Game. And
we've talked about it before. It's, you know, it's something super fun to play at bachelorettes, slumber parties, you know, just like a pre-game before you're going out, or a post-game with Mary's music videos. You can really incorporate that with it. You know, everybody wears a headband. You put a card in that has like anyone from like Heather Dubrow to NeNe Leakes to Shannon, and you get to ask yes or no questions to figure out what housewife you are. And it always turns into, I feel like it always turns into like a screaming match of like, who can ask the question louder?
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
They even have like Mama D. They have Andy. They have like some throwbacks in there, which I appreciate.
And they have a new version too.
Yes. It's called Who's That Server?
Which I love that title. It's so good.
It's the VPR cast.
Mm-hmm. So it's super fun with that. So it's like you have a couple of versions of it. But I just like...
I'm going to play the game tomorrow and post about it.
We just really are living two different lives, aren't we? But okay. But you can find it at whosthathousewife.com. Do you want to spell it or would you like me to spell it?
You can spell it.
Okay. whosthathousewife.com. Their Insta is also at Who's That Housewife. We'll tag them tomorrow for you so that you can check it out. It's super fun. And
the creator, Courtney, just met Shep and hung out with him in Charleston.
Love it.
And she was on his podcast.
Oh, I love that. Well, and it's also great too because like we've said before, like 10% of all the profits go towards shelter dog rescue centers. So it's just you're paying for this game, which you're having a blast doing it. And then 10% is like, you're also donating to charity. So I think it gives a little,
pleaser.
Yeah, it's for everybody. So check that out if you're interested. We love it. It's like my friends are always raving about it. Like, make sure you bring that game over. So
super cute.
Yeah. Speaking of Shep, let's talk Southern Charm. We had a new episode last week, so we can do like a little lead in. It was all about Cam's birthday.
Her 35th birthday oyster shucking
extravaganza.
She was having a great time. She had 6 drinks. I loved when they tallied her drinks.
Well, and I just laughed because I was like, oh god, that's like me on a Friday. Like, not that, like, how drunk she was, just like 6 drinks. Like, well, yeah, but I'm like, technically it's 1 because I'm drinking wine and my glass is never empty.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it probably equates to 6, but I always just say I had 1 glass of wine.
People like say like, oh, you had a bottle of wine. I'm like, that's 4 glasses, people.
Yeah. And your point is?
No.
What am I like supposed to do?
Splitting a bottle of wine is easy for 2 people.
I'm supposed to cork it and wait till the next day? Like, no. I'm not letting this breathe. But like, I think the big thing, like, I liked seeing Cam's birthday. I liked seeing Cam. Like, here's the thing. Like, and this kind of goes into like this week is like, Cam's storyline, like, I love Cam. Like, she's the narrator. I think she's always, like, since, like, the real world. Like, I've really honestly always loved Cam. But it's, like, she really, like, her storyline is that she's, like, a bored mom. And I understand that struggle. Like, I understand the struggle. Like, I get it. But I'm, like, okay, tonight's episode, it was, like, this is the second time in, like, the month we've had this show that we're seeing her go get her pedicure.
Nails done.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. I think this is what I think the problem is with the show. Okay. They really aren't doing anything. Like, I guess they had Cam's party, but all their meetups are like they just like go on walks or go get coffee and go out to food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Like, send them on some trips. Like, let's make them do some activities.
Yeah, I think the activity thing would be better. Even, like, if they did a night of bowling or...
But, like, I don't want to see them at the bar method.
No.
They did that on Potomac this week, too. And I was like, oh, okay, so every franchise is going to do bar. Now, I like that they threw Austin in there. That made me laugh. But I was like, I don't want to watch them at bar method.
Have you done bar?
Yes, and I'm horrible at it. They're always like, oh, are you doing okay? I'm like, I have a bad back.
And then I was like, is this knees. An ad?
Yes, I think
I didn't
so.
Know if it was an ad.
Well, I think we're also, like, all of us are so ultra sensitive to it because after they've thrown all these shitty ads at us, it's like whenever we see something placed, we're like, ad, how dare you, Bravo, fuck you. Like, we're so quick to pull the trigger, which is like, we've been watching them go to restaurants and, like, doing all these things for, like, years. But now it's like, we know what's up.
Yeah.
It might have taken us 12 seasons to get there, but we're here. And we're not okay with it.
I know. It's just like they need.
Yeah, they need more because all we're doing is like watching their daily life. And there's no – I mean, the only one who's like giving us any sort of drama is Craig right now. Technically because okay. of Madison and Austin. But like Craig, like last week, like it was like, okay, Craig got drunk and we now know he's not in love with me, but he's in love with Naomi still.
Craig got dark. He's like mm-hmm. – like. Like, I felt really bad for him last week. He's like, I love her and I hate her at the same time. Like, he's like, we've had no closure. I'm like, how many conversations did you guys have? Like, come on. I can't believe that he doesn't think they've had closure. Does he think they, like, walked away? They went to couples therapy.
I know. Well, and I think he
like,
just...
He honestly does not see what we see.
But I actually think, too, those, like, Craig and Naomi got together and he was like, I was a loser then. Like, when we got together, like, his life
He had more ambition then. He was, like, finishing law school. He was going to be a lawyer. He had it more together.
Really? You think so? Like, I feel like he was very much, like, very, like, similar state. Like, yeah, maybe he was, like, still going to do, like, take the bar or whatever. But I'm pretty sure that they got together after he had finished law school. Didn't they?
But I think, like, for her, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm going to date a lawyer. And then it was, like, he never really took the exam. He never really passed. Or then he right. did finally, and then he's like did nothing with it.
Yeah, like Naomi like, wants to be like, with someone wait. With ambition for sure.
Yeah, it's like wait, this isn't what I signed up for.
Right, but
like,
I
thought you were going to be something else.
Yeah, and I just feel like after season one, like when he like literally moved home because I think he was just like partying too hard. It's like we should have seen like that was who Craig is.
Right,
and I'm sure she like wanted to change, and so I think in his head he's kind of like. I'm doing the same things. And in his head, too, he thinks he's doing more because he's like, I sew one pillow every 4 weeks. Like, that's huge. I was not sewing one pillow every 4 weeks before that. Also, I need that sewing down south hat. I need it.
We keep on talking to them, and they're all talk, no business. They're like, oh, can you post for us? I'm like, yeah, why don't you send us a fucking product?
Well, she's sorry. Fired up. She's Camille. Yeah, well, like, you're Camille-ing over there.
Sorry, this isn't a free service. Like, if you give me a free product, I'll post
she's
about
not,
it.
Hey, sewing down south. She's not working right now.
I need some money. I need some income. Except I'm getting paid. I know.
Yeah, you get paid year-round. But whatever. Besides the fact, it's just send us a hat.
Send me a goddamn crab pillow.
Yeah, but okay. But so what do you think that, like, what I love about Craig and Austin, too, is, like, that they fight. And, like, basically he's like, she's horrible. Madison's horrible, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, he's like, and then we text later that night. Like, it was no big deal. Like, nothing
I know. Or, like, but he's like, so, okay. Then I started thinking about, like, Austin and Chelsea's relationship. Like, did they really date? Like, were they really boyfriend-girlfriend? Probably not.
Oh, wait. Austin and Madison?
Like. No, Austin and Chelsea.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like from last season. And he's like, I would never let my ex-girlfriend like tell me when I can go home. And it's like, well, Chelsea's actually just trying to make him a better man.
Yeah, I think she's just holding him accountable.
Yeah.
Because nobody else.
But do you think they ever really dated? Do you know what I mean? Do you think they went out on some dates?
Yeah, I do think they dated, but I don't think it was anything like serious because Chelsea didn't want something serious with him. I think he would have, like, gone all in if she was down for it. But, like, Chelsea likes the fact that, like, she doesn't see her boyfriend all the time.
I agree. She likes her independence. And she likes to eat cake with a knife. She was, like, eating Cam's cake, like, didn't even sing her happy birthday, like, with her bare hands and a knife, I think.
Okay.
I loved it.
So what I also noticed, like, this episode is, like, clearly, like, Eliza doesn't fit in, and Eliza's getting a bad rap because she's listening to the producers because she wants to be on this show, and they're like, why don't you call Ashley?
I know.
And she's like, oh, do you think that'll be good? Like, I'm trying to, like, do well by the Limehouse name. And they're like, oh, yeah, it'll be great. Like, people will want to make amends with Ashley.
I loved Eliza's mom. I think Susan fits right in. Like,
so, oh, no, I, we have. I think we have Pat, who gives us enough like good snark that Susan was like, she's rude. Like, we have Pat, we have Dale. Like, Susan was like,
Pat hasn't been in like the last two episodes.
Yeah, but I mean, and I love too, like watching Whitney defend her tonight.
Yeah, that was cute.
I was like, ooh, was really... Whitney. Oh no, I see but what I... Catherine sees in you.
I
the hot dog juice on your glasses.
I liked Eliza's mom, and like I liked her ripping her a new one. She's just like, oh my god, your nails, that hair, these couches, like
it just wasn't snark done right for me personally. I get it.
And her being like, so wait, Dawn's 14 years older than you. Like, come on, are you looking for a father figure, honey? I liked it.
Yeah, well, that got dark for me, though, because I was like, and then they're like, the affair, news article. Here's a picture of the hot wife next to her mom. And I was like,
her mom looks like a doll, though. She's going to meet a nice Southern gentleman.
Like Thomas Ravenel?
No.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, sorry. Keyword nice. Okay.
And then they have like real, real money. $50 million in property.
Yeah, I think for, like, she's just too young for this cast. Like, I don't want her on the show. I would like to see, like, more of, like, I want to see Gwen. Or, what was that her name? The owner of Gwen? Thank you, sorry. The owner of Gwen's. I want her on the show, minus, and you know what? I was like, hey, good for you for not coloring your grays.
I noticed those few grays.
I know, they look like little highlights. And I was like, you know what? I love it. Like, she still looked put together. I liked it.
Okay, so basically, like, the big point of this episode is that, you know, Naomi's not going to come on the Colorado trip because of Craig. And Craig is dumbfounded by this. He could have believed she wouldn't go on this trip. Yeah.
In the same situation, if you were Naomi?
I got to tell you a story offline this week.
What?
I'm joking.
Wait, I don't get it.
I feel like there's been many times where I've had to be in like awkward situations.
Oh yeah, I mean, I live my life in an awkward situation. Yeah. But like, I wouldn't want, like, I think Naomi is so afraid of losing Matul.
That's what, he totally has the upper hand.
Like, she's, like, said, like, he's the one, like, I respect him, like, he has so much drive, like, she's so obsessed with him that she's so scared to, like, that going on this trip would upset him. He'd probably be like, Naomi, it's, like, not a big deal, just go. And she'd be like, no, like, I just don't want you to, like, get mad at me. Like, if we're in a picture and we're standing too close to each other, like, maybe he'll think something. Like, she's so worried that Matul would, like, break up with her over that she's like, I just don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm not going to go.
Because he has the upper hand. And that's what I love. Like Cameron said, like, Jason would never care because he trusts me and like lets me do what I want to do. And that's why I love him.
Yeah. But I also think that that's like kind of not, I think it's kind of not fair because at this point too, like the relationship is still relatively like new. Like I know it's in real time. It's totally different. Like they've been together for a while, but like they were barely dating last season. Right. So they've probably been together still like less than a year. That she's like, I want this one to be the one. So, like, whatever I need to do to, like, do it. Like, Cameron's married. I think she's – and, like, I like you said with the upper hand, like, I think Cameron's probably maybe always had, like, the upper hand in general. Like, there – she's – yeah, she's been able to, like, keep that relationship. And she had – like, she was already on reality TV before she met him. So, like, it wasn't like this was something new in her life that, like, he was – like – I just feel like I don't think you can compare the situations. And I think like if Naomi is like wanting to, like she wants the show, but she wants to put her relationship first too, is like, I don't think we should be getting mad at her.
Yeah, no, I understood the whole concept, but yeah. I just was like, it's like, girl, you're going to go. Right. We know you're going to go. It's like, was this all fake? And then I really appreciated how Cameron wouldn't share her nachos. I loved that. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
okay, let's talk about this phone call with Eliza and Ashley. Ashley's voice sounded so weird.
Like, she is just so draining. Like, tonight she's putting up stories on her Instagram going, like, because Pat posted a crazy photo of her being like, watch tonight. And Ashley's like, how dare this 80-year-old? She's like going crazy on her in stories. And I'm like, I can't believe anything Ashley says.
She's quite literally delusional and a flip-flopper. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so she's like, yeah, we're broken up, you know, because he, like, couldn't leave the state. So, like, we broke up because of that. But, like, he's obsessed with me. And, like, we went and got Botox, you know. But I think Eliza had a really good point. She's like, dating Thomas takes a toll on every part of you.
But I felt like, too, on that phone call, too, she was like, fuck, what did I get myself? Like, you could just tell, like, as she was talking, you're like, okay, this bitch is legit crazy. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like in her head, like, this, the wheel started turning of, like, oh, shit. Because at that party, she was, like, not going to acknowledge her.
No, she was like, well, it's the Christian thing to do, forgive, but, like, also, should I kick her out?
Like, you could tell from the moment, like, Ashley walked, do you want, should we skip there? Are there a couple things you want to say?
No.
Okay.
I mean, well, we can just talk about how, like, I loved how, like, the girls were talking to Craig and they were like, you know, like, when you're drunk, the truth comes out. And I think you're, like, still in love with Naomi. And then, like, Naomi just pops up and he's like, oh, hi. She's like, can we talk? And he's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. But they had, like, a good heart to heart. And she was like, you know, I was really depressed and angry last year. Mm-hmm. And I think you're kind of in that place now. And you really just got to deal with it and take it head on. And, you know,
that Craig, said, so dreamy.
He was like, I'm really happy for you. And, like, you know, he's like, I liked what he said. He's like, we finally closed the chapter and, like, we're on two different books now.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh. I'm like, come here, baby Craig. Let me take care of you.
Okay, but back to Ashley.
Okay. Yeah. So then, like, Shep just, like, goes right up to her and he's like, hello.
He's like, hey. He's like, are you still with Thomas?
She's like, wow, way to get to the point, Shep. And I was like, oh, God, it's starting. Like, the whole thing, like, I was, like, watching, like, shoulders up, like, my neck, like, my head was, like, I felt like I just was, like, oh, my God, 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 oh, my God.
It was funny because everyone else was, like, nervous, but, like, the boys weren't. Like,
no, Austin was and Craig was.
Yeah, Craig was. Whitney wasn't. I loved that he, like, went up and was like, you know what, you talk shit about my mom. Like, who does that? And then she's like, she's almost 80.
He's like, okay. He's like, you're delusional. She's like, so is she. He's like, okay, good one. It's like, I know you are, but what am I? That's what I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say, bounce off me, sticks to you.
That's what she would go low and then, like, try to backtrack. She's like, I'm a nurse. Like, I'm nurturing, but keep your mouth shut. She's like, I didn't say that. I said, shut your mouth.
No, she's like, you're like, you just told me to shut my mouth. She's like, no, I told you to keep your mouth shut. It's like, okay, so the semantics of the word, it's still the same meaning. She's like, well, Naomi is a bitch. I was like, wait, what?
Why? Like, I was Danny. Say that we're losers. Why would you call Catherine an egg donor? And she's like, well, you know why? Because Patricia was manipulating you. She was talking shit about all of you.
Patsy Broad. So she likes to call her Patsy Broad. Like, okay.
She was just like, I was just like a little puppet.
She's like, I just want us to be able to be in the same place and be fine. And all of them are like, you, like she's like, Chelsea, if I'm just gonna, like, see you around, Chelsea, you won't see my ass anywhere. Like, I was,
she just kept on, like, digging a hole, though. Like, she would be like, I'm really sorry and I'm really sad, but you guys are bitches.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, well, was I saying, did I call you a bitch in a joking matter? And Naomi's like, no. She's like, well, maybe you were a bitch. I was like, I don't even feel like she remembers the encounter.
No. And then Austin's like, you know what? Well, we're sick of your crocodile tears. And she's like, why are you talking?
He's like, I'm sorry. Like, Madison?
Her and Thomas's fights must have been insane for hours. Like, just doing circles.
Like they.
Keep your mouth shut. No, shut your mouth. No, I didn't say any of that.
It's like, and I feel like, oh, God, I can only imagine, like, just, I feel like the cops were probably called by, like, neighbors. Do you think this is the last we see of her?
Yeah, I mean, she's in Santa Barbara now. Well, and then everyone's like, so why are you still here?
Yeah. There's
no reason for you to be here anymore.
I guess, honey. I'm just curious because it's like, I remember too, like, when she, like, DM'd us and she's like, hi, I'm back. And we're like, like, what do you want us to do with this information? She's like, I have so much to tell you. And we're like,
bye.
Yeah, we're like, we're not friends. Nor do we want, like, I don't want to engage in this crazy.
I think it really, like, I'm Team Whitney on this one. Like, she's completely delusional.
Like, and I think for
Cray.
And I think for me, too, it was like, I don't, this, like, the fact that they're doing nothing is, like, kind of lame. But, like, that doesn't, like, get me excited to, like, watch the next episode. Like, I'm not excited to see if Ashley comes back and, like, terrorizes them again. Because it's, like, she's clearly something's, like, off and wrong.
I think that's the only episode with her. And now I think, Madison coming on this trip will be interesting because her and Austin aren't together.
And I believe too, she was on, was it Kate Casey's podcast? Yes, and she said they're not together.
They're not together. And she's actually thinking about like moving to New York.
Maybe. So, but who would do Pat's hair?
I don't know.
Ugh, wow. A lot of questions. A lot of unanswered questions.
I guess we'll have to tune in next week.
Dun dun dun. Ba-ba-doo. Ba-ba-dee-dee-dee. It's easy. With the birds and the bees and the 1, 2, 3s. Ooh! Until next week.
5 stars only. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.